the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Stevens. This news is brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. A sunny afternoon along the lakeshore, but the clouds might thicken, and we might get some thunderstorms here, there, and everywhere over the next day and a half. A look at Allen's hometown forecast from WHTC.com follows this news. The search is on for a man who held up an Allendale gas station overnight. Ottawa County Sheriff Sergeant Steve Austin described what happened at the Crafty Admiral Ship Store on Lake Michigan Drive at 68th Avenue around 2:30 this morning.
A suspect described as a black male, 5'8", 160 pounds, with short black hair, wearing a black button-up shirt, black pants, and wearing a blue bandana over his face, walked into the gas station waving a handgun and demanded cash from the employee. The employee complied, and the suspect fled with an undisclosed amount of cash.
The clerk on duty wasn't hurt. Anybody with any information is asked to contact the Ottawa County Sheriff's Department or Silent Observer. They are retiring, but they won't be retired, as today is the final day at work for two longtime pillars of the Holland community. Dr. James Baltman is leaving as Hope College's president after 14 years, in which he felt that God had blessed the Flying Dutchman and Flying Dutch, quote, beyond our fondest expectations, end quote.
We have a lot of people at the college who are so competent and so diligent in their efforts, and we're grateful for that. But I think, in reality, God has blessed us in some marvelous ways in these past years, and for that we're especially grateful.
Also stepping down today is Holland's Parks, Recreation, and Transportation Services Director, Jody Sines, ending a 37-year municipal career, and she's looking for new challenges outside of City Hall.
We work with so many volunteer groups that we really have to be available days and evenings,
right.
So there's not a lot of opportunity to do other kinds of volunteer work, so I'd like to just, you know, see what's out there that I might be interested in.
Dr. John Knapp takes over as Hope's president on Monday, while City Manager Ryan Cotton hasn't announced who will assume Sines' administrative duties. It's 6 days and counting before this nation celebrates its 250th birthday, but it's also 6 days and counting before something new begins in downtown Holland.
Downtown Holland will host their first ever 4th of July celebration this year. Since the holiday falls on Thursday, Cara de Alvarez says the association and the merchants thought it would be a good day for business.
Because the 4th of July fell on a Thursday, we already had the Street Performer series scheduled that night. So some merchants said, well, hey, since we're going to have street performers, let's encourage everyone to be open for all the people that come down to the series. And then some of the merchants got the idea to do that Celebrate and Save sale, just as another motivating factor to encourage visitors and residents to come downtown.
People are invited to Celebrate and Save, wear something red, white, or blue to receive a 20% discount on a single item. After shopping and dining, enjoy the Street Performer Series from 6:30 to 8:30 on 8th Street, then head over to Collin Park for the fireworks. Diane Costin, WHTC News.
You may see more than the usual amount of European cars on Holland's roads this weekend, and maybe more than the normal amount of unusual vehicles. The Eurohanger show returns to the Park Township Airport tomorrow, and according to organizer Emily Hart, last year's inaugural event drew more than 300 cars.
We register the day of the show, so we're expecting over 500 cars registered to come to the event, as well as people who stop by just to enjoy the show. So we have cars registered from 11 states and Canada at the moment, so we're bringing people in from quite a long ways away.
There will be a glimpse of what to expect tonight on top of Holland's 7th Street parking deck.
We'll look at the cars, have a little pre-show get-together, and just check out the town. We have discount cards that were sent out to all of the people who registered before June 1st. We have a lot of the local businesses that have offered discounts.
The six-hour Eurohanger 2013 begins at 11 a.m. off of Ottawa Beach Road and 152nd Avenue with free admission. The crackdown continues in Ottawa County, but it's not for scourges such as controlled substances or underage drinking or stolen metal. According to County Administrator Al Vandenberg, officers are looking for unlicensed dogs. For as there were nearly 18,000 canines officially registered with the county last year, there may be more than twice that amount not wearing those little metal tags on their collars.
The sheriff and the treasurer have been working together, you know, to make this a public education program and to really encourage people to get those dogs licensed. You know, it is state law, and the treasurer has estimated that we have a pretty high percentage of folks that don't have them licensed right now, and the program's going well, though.
Throughout June, there has been door-to-door canvassing on Holland's north side and also in Jenison.
And they'll also be checking to make sure the dogs are up to date on vaccines, and sometimes they actually help reunite dogs with their owners if they've wandered away.
Licenses are $25 annually and $70 for a three-year permit, and are available at over two dozen locations and online through myottawa.org. There's lots of traveling taking place this upcoming 4th of July weekend, which is next weekend.
AAA of Michigan is predicting a busy travel period this 4th of July. Spokesperson Nancy Kane says that Michiganders will be hitting beaches, campsites, and festivals in droves.
Nearly 1.4 million of us will be traveling this holiday period, and that's compared to 1.1 million Memorial Day. Typically, the July 4th is always the busiest of the three summer holidays because you generally get better weather. People are thinking, you know, this is the beginning of the real summer tourism season.
She says the vast majority of those holiday travelers will be going by car. This year's 4th of July travel numbers are the highest Michigan has seen since 2008. Kane says that's because the 4th is falling on a Thursday, so more people are just taking off the next day and turning it into a vacation. Andrew Green reporting.
Perhaps a few words from a key politician do have an effect. A week ago, an outraged state senator, Rick Jones, talked on WHTC's Talk of the Town program about his efforts to get to the bottom of a gas price spike in Michigan earlier this month that went to record heights of $4.28 per gallon along the lakeshore. All the Grand Ledge Republican got was the same stale excuses, his words, from oil industry experts of routine refinery maintenance and unforeseen problems.
I put in a resolution demanding that the federal Congress investigate why Michigan's gas prices were number two in the nation. You know, our attorney general can't go out and investigate those refineries in Illinois and Indiana. Were they colluding together to have maintenance at the same time? That's a question I want to ask.
Since then, perhaps not so coincidentally, fuel has plummeted over the past 3 weeks by a total of 80 cents to a per gallon average of 3.48 in this morning's weekly poll of Holland area stations. It reflects statewide trends from AAA's daily canvassing of 3.50 among current Michigan retailers. Both figures are below the national mean now of 3.51. Jones is also planning to introduce this fall a bill that would use Michigan strategic fund dollars to establish a tax abatement program to entice the building of new refineries in the state. The only one in Michigan currently operating is outside of the city of Detroit. One state lawmaker is glad to see amendments to the state's fireworks law.
Changes include allowing local governments to set their own restrictions on when fireworks can be used. Democratic State Representative Andy Shore from Lansing says it was badly needed, and he knows firsthand.
I go to neighborhood meetings and knock doors, and people are pretty upset because they're getting awakened at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. You know, they have to close their windows. Their kids are getting awakened. I've heard stories about pets who have problems and this and that, and it is a problem. You know, it happened to me 2-3 nights ago. We had neighbors who were lighting off fireworks 3 in the morning, and it woke my kids up.
Many communities have already rushed to put new restrictions in place ahead of the July 4th holiday weekend.
Sam Harold, WHTC News.
Holland was one of those communities enacting ordinance amendments this past Wednesday. Governor Snyder last week uttered his most famous line since the one tough nerd helped get him elected 3 years ago, when he was talking about the state Senate recessing without taking a vote on his Medicaid expansion plan.
I want to make a call to all Michiganders to join me in speaking to the Senate Republicans to say, take a vote, not a vacation.
And it wasn't as if the upper chamber had the legislation sprung upon them by Holland's Joe Habman in the House. After they had passed the bill earlier this month, some senators had been monitoring the situation since February.
I believe it was the right vote, and I'm going to stand by that vote. I respect those that voted against it, and I understand their reasons. I could have made those same arguments.
Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville said today in a taping of the public television show Off the Record that his chamber's Government Operations Committee will meet next Wednesday to go over the Healthy Michigan Initiative, although he wouldn't make any commitments about bringing the matter up before the full Senate floor during the two-month summer break. In an appearance this morning on WHTC's Talk of the Town program, Habman told host Juke Van Oss that he respectfully disagrees about the Senate's delay on the matter.
I look forward to seeing the changes, whether it's a wholesale change or whether they're just tweaking what we did. and I'm confident that they will come back with something better than we even did.
Albert Pujols' double broke a one all-time the 10th inning as the visiting LA Angels not only swept the Tigers out of Comerica Park yesterday 3-1, but swept the entire six-game series against the Bengals for 2013. In fact, it's now 9 straight triumphs for the Halos over the Tigers. So now Detroit, with the tail between their proverbial legs, begin a 3-game series in Tampa Bay tonight. Max Scherzer shoots for his 12th win without a loss this season.
This just means we're playing great team baseball, and I'm going out there and doing my job. I'm credited with a ton of run support. That's when you got to give all the credit to teammates. And every time I feel like I go deep into a game, they're going to pick me up, and they have the whole entire season.
Coverage with Dan Dickerson and Jim Price on 1450 WHTC is at 6:45 p.m. Matt Garza scattered 8 hits and struck out 10 over 7 innings to increase his trade value and help pitch Dale Sream and the Cubs to victory at Milwaukee yesterday 7-2.
After obviously not doing a whole lot in this ballpark or against the Brewers, it's nice to, take 2 out of 3 and hopefully, things go well, when we get on the West Coast.
Chicago opens up a 3-game series in Seattle this evening. Off yesterday, the White Sox start a 4-game series against visiting Cleveland at U.S. Cellular Field in Chicago with an old-fashioned twi-night doubleheader this evening. Sal Romano tossed 6 innings of 3-hit, 5-strikeout pitching, setting the tone for visiting Dayton and blanked the Whitecaps last night 5-0. So much for having some of that championship glitter rub off on the Caps as they honored their pro sports cousins, the Grand Rapids Griffins, before the game for winning the AHL Calder Cup Championship. Now, the rubber game of the series at Fifth Third Ballpark is this evening, one of those Tiger Fridays, and it's a special one because a man who normally is a little bit reclusive will be the featured guest of the Caps tonight, longtime Detroit Tiger first baseman Lou Whitaker. The NBA draft was held last night, and the Detroit Pistons took Georgia guard Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, North Texas forward Tony Mitchell, and Louisville guard Peyton Silva. The Chicago Bulls selected New Mexico forward Tony Snell and Florida forward Eric Murphy. Michigan's guards Trey Burke and Tim Hardaway went in the first round. Portland selected Burke after the Pistons took Caldwell Pope and then promptly traded him to Utah. The New York Knickerbockers took the son of Tim Hardaway, the great NBA star of Golden State Warriors fame. Sacramento tabbed University of Detroit guard Ray McCallum Jr. in the second round. Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com calls for scattered thunderstorms to develop this afternoon and steady temperatures in the upper 70s. Scattered thunderstorms will linger into tonight with a low of 62. A few more thunderstorms are possible tomorrow with a high of 74, and then partly cloudy skies for Sunday and a high of 80. This news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at yourhometownagency.com. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.